In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Never in my life have I heard newscasters say, "This is Holy Week," as much as I have this year. CNN's Chris Cuomo must have said it a dozen times on Monday alone. Of course, it's not because our society has entered into a great spiritual awakening that TV commentators have pointed out that this is Holy Week so much more this year, but because the world's most beloved cathedral, Notre Dame of Paris, suffered a catastrophic fire during the week that Christians the world over walked through the betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus. I think I might even have heard Chris Cuomo say, "I wonder what the preachers will talk about on church this Easter," which caused me to answer back to my TV, "I wonder too, Chris." Sadly, Chris had no suggestions for me. There is, of course, the most obvious parallel to Holy Week and Easter. That great cathedral, that great temple of God, even as it was burning, had countless people planning to raise it again. Both because it is a glorious house of Christian faith, and also because it is a living monument to the creativity and ingenuity and hope and perseverance of the human spirit. I suspect that even if Notre Dame had been utterly destroyed, which thankfully it was not, the world would have resurrected it to its former glory. It would not have been the same exact building. Even now, it will not be the same exact building, but it will be Notre Dame just the same. Even the resurrected body of Christ was not identical to the pre-resurrected body. In John's Gospel, Mary Magdalene doesn't recognize the resurrected Christ at first, taking him instead to be the gardener. Just so, the Cathedral of Notre Dame will not be the identical building the world knew a week ago, but it will be Notre Dame, and it will be beloved throughout the world. Which gets us to a second parallel between what the world witnessed this past week and what the world experienced 2,000 years ago. All those centuries ago, I suspect that those who were close to Jesus and loved him didn't know how far that love would spread in the years to come. So few were the followers of Jesus on the day of his resurrection that John's Gospel tells us that his disciples were huddled together in a locked house. They were so isolated and afraid. They could never have known in that moment that in the months and years to come, more and more people would come to know and love Jesus and count themselves as his disciples. I lived in Paris for 6 years, and in that time, not a month went by that I didn't gaze upon Notre Dame. And every time I did, it brought joy to my heart. But I suspect that the people of Paris never knew until now how their city's mother church spoke to the hearts of so many around the world, most of whom had never laid eyes on it. Parisians certainly knew that their cathedral was a famous sight, but did they know how beloved it was? That must have been a surprise. I know it was to me. The disciples were certainly surprised by the resurrection of Christ. In fact, surprised might be an understatement. Shocked is more like it. But as the days and years went by, they must also have been surprised by how much people who had never known Christ in this life came to love him. How many of us have been surprised at times in our lives to see how deeply or widely we are loved. On Wednesday here at Grace Church, we celebrated the Holy Eucharist in French in spiritual solidarity with the Cathedral of Notre Dame. The next day, a parishioner called me to say how happy she was that we'd done this and suggested that we have a French service again in the future, under happier circumstances, she said. I heartily agreed. It's often only in hard times that we come to know how deeply and widely we are loved. I had wanted to celebrate the Eucharist in French here at Grace Church for years, but it took this tragedy for me to actually do it. Of course, it's when we're in distress that we most need to be reminded that we are loved. But love is welcome when we're not in the midst of a crisis, too. Until this past week, the leadership at the Cathedral of Notre Dame had been struggling to raise funds for badly needed repairs to the church. After the fire, they had $1 billion pledged in 24 hours. What if those funds had been available to purchase life suppression systems before this catastrophe? What if everyone in our nation, in our world, had access to vaccines and preventative medicine instead of having to turn to an emergency room as a last resort in a time of crisis? There will always be a need for resurrection, for new beginnings, for second chances. But in truth, the church celebrates the resurrection not just on Easter Sunday, but on every Sunday. We need resurrection every day. We should love every day. Tell me a day that it's not a blessing to be reminded that you are loved. Yes, we need to know that most when we are laid low. But the more we share with each other the love that comes from God, the more we will be able to hold each other up, which is exactly what Jesus told us to do. Amen. Amen.